Chapter 3, North to Freedom. Eliza's husband George had escaped from his master too. George's skin was very lightly colored, so he was able to look like a white man. He did this by coloring his hair yellow. He also put on some rich-looking clothes. Then no one knew he was a runaway slave. George walked into a restaurant. He saw his old friend he was looking for. The friend was Mr. Wilson. George's old master had sometimes made him work for Mr. Wilson.
George, what are you doing here?
Mr. Wilson whispered.
It's very dangerous for you right now.
George showed two guns and a knife to his friend.
No one is going to catch me without a fight,
he said seriously. Mr. Wilson took George to a room where they could talk safely.
What about your wife and son?
Asked Mr. Wilson. George's face looked worried.
I heard that they escaped a few days ago,
he said.
It's up to God now.
I want to help you,
said Mr. Wilson.
Here, take this money.
He pushed a lot of money into George's hand.
Thank you,
said George.
I promise to repay this money one day.
Then Mr. Wilson gave George some advice.
When you get to the other side of the Ohio River, find the Quaker Church. They will help you reach Canada.
At the same time, the Bird family brought Eliza and Henry to another family who would also help them. These people were Quakers. This Quaker family was very kind. The father's name was Simon, and the mother was Rachel. They had five children. One day, Simon said to Eliza and Rachel,
Friend David is coming over tonight. He is bringing someone special.
Eliza was happy to hear good news.
Friend Eliza, the Lord has blessed you.
Simon said very slowly,
He has kept your husband safe.
Eliza was shocked. She fell down when she heard this. The last words she heard were,
You'll see him tonight.
When Eliza woke up, she saw George. He was in her room hugging her. Henry was next to them, still sleeping. Everyone was very happy. Eliza, George, and Henry felt very comfortable in the Quakers' home. One day, George told Simon that he was worried about him and Rachel.
I hope you will not be punished for helping runaway slaves. Friend George, if I have to go to jail, it's okay,
replied Simon.
We do it for God and man.
Suddenly, David burst into the house.
We need to leave now. The slave catchers are coming.
They got in the wagon and drove very quickly. They could hear the sound of horses following them. David stopped the wagon in front of a cliff.
Quick, get out!
Yelled David.
Climb up to the top of the cliff. It will be hard for them to catch us up there.
They climbed the cliff and waited very quietly. The slave catchers were climbing up behind them. Then one of them appeared. George pulled out his gun and shot the slave catcher. Then David pushed the man off the cliff. The slave catcher fell down a very long way. He lay there badly injured.
Help me! Don't go away!
The man called out to the other slave catchers, but they rode away on their horses.
We will help him,
said David.
He can't hurt anyone now.
They picked up the injured man and put him in the wagon. They took him to a Quaker home for care. Then David took Eliza's family to the border. It was the border between America and Canada. They were on their way north to freedom.